Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump says that Jerusalem is Israel's capital city. That's the headline. In one moment, I'll explain the political and prophetic significance of the statement by President Trump.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Since 1948, Tel Aviv has been the capital of the Jewish state, according to world leaders that say they do not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state. At the announcement of the state by then Prime Minister Ben-Gurion, Jerusalem immediately became the capital of the Jewish state, and that was on May the 14th, 1948. However, the truth be known, Jerusalem has been the political capital of the Jewish people for over 3,000 years. 2 Samuel chapter 5 indicates that the Lord gave Jerusalem, a Jebusite stronghold, to King David at that time 3,000 years ago. After the battle, Jerusalem became the political capital of the Jewish people. This is information that you need to know as you try to understand current events in light of biblical prophecy. The word Jerusalem is used 764 times in the scripture. It is a key city and a major component in understanding Bible prophecy. In fact, going back to Zechariah, he says in chapter 2 that Jerusalem is the apple of his eye. He loves the city of Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem today may not be what you think as a capital city for the Messiah to come and rule from, but remember that's in the millennial kingdom, yet to come, during that thousand-year period of time when Jesus Christ not only builds the temple, he will refurbish the city of Jerusalem, make it instead of 8.5 square miles, 2,500 square miles, and he will lift up that Temple Mount to put a temple on that sacred piece of real estate called the Temple Mount, which actually is the original site of the Garden of Eden. This is one of the reasons that Jesus Christ loves the city of Jerusalem so much, why he chose it to dwell among his people forever, and this is something that each and every one of us who are students of Bible prophecy must learn and understand. God has a plan for the city of Jerusalem. That plan is laid out in his prophetic passages of God's word, and all of those prophecies will be fulfilled. That is an absolute. We need to grasp the fact that Jerusalem will be in the hands of God forever. The announcement by Donald Trump that today Jerusalem is recognized by the United States as the political capital of the Jewish people is great to hear and is very historic in its nature, but God's word already told us that would be the case. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...